We're talking about Cam Sutton. Should the Steelers bring him back? They reportedly met with him before the NFL draft. That was reported by Jerry Dulac and then confirmed by our very own Andrew Filippone. There's a good thread on Twitter here, Dorian, that tells you what happened with Cam Sutton when he was a member of the Detroit Lions, and this caused them to cut bait with him. This is from Ray Eckenrode on Twitter, who is a media type, it says in his bio. He's in Florida, but he's from Pittsburgh. So he wrote this. Not sure if the Steelers are seriously considering bringing Cam Sutton back, but before it becomes a social media / talk radio staple, here are the facts so far. Sutton was involved in an altercation with a woman on March 7th in Hillsboro, Florida. The allegations in the warrant filed by the local sheriff's office initially charging him with a felony assault are extremely serious and disturbing. As with all U.S. citizens charged with crime, Sutton is considered innocent in the eyes of the law until proven guilty. We know that part. Sutton remained at large for about 3 weeks before turning himself in early April. He was released a day later on his own recognizance. And that same day, the state's attorney's office said its investigation into the charges did not produce enough evidence to support felony charges and withdrew those charges and charged Sutton instead with a misdemeanor battery charge. The state attorney has not elaborated on its investigation or the outcome. A week later, Sutton entered a pretrial diversion program to resolve the misdemeanor battery charges. The program mandates Sutton to undergo domestic abuse counseling and a mental health evaluation and prohibits him from possessing weapons. Successful completion of Florida's pretrial diversion program would allow Sutton to avoid being criminally convicted. Should he return to football at some point, Sutton would be subject to the terms of the NFL's personal conduct policy, which would likely include a separate investigation into the incident and does allow for punishment even in cases where no criminal charges or a conviction are involved. So there you go. So he could be facing a suspension from the NFL. Does not seem like jail time is coming for Cam Sutton. And so with that information, would you bring him in? They're in need. There's no doubt about that.
Yeah, but they're in need, and then you would waste some time because the NFL could actually just stomp down and suspend him, and then you wouldn't have him.
That would be no good. That would be no bueno. Is not having him for 4 games or whatever it would be, 2 games, whatever it would be. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't be a great situation. As for the player, I think he's good, man.
Oh, yeah.
And he can play inside. He can play outside. He's a better version of Patrick Peterson at this point in both of their careers. And I just wonder, all the Pirates fans that say, go out there and get, what's his face?
Trevor Bauer.
Trevor Bauer, thank you. It's a Monday. This happens to me. Go out there and get Trevor Bauer. You're trying to win. Who cares what he was accused of doing? Okay. Well, then bring the same energy for Cam Sutton. And for those of you who don't want Trevor Bauer, then I would imagine your opinion would align on the Cam Sutton deal. I just think they need help. I think you could get him for cheap. I think if he did something else outside the law, you would just simply cut him. I would do it. I would absolutely do it. They have to feel like they know Cam Sutton more than the rest of the league would. It just makes too much sense to me.
Yeah.
And, okay, yeah, you'd lose him for a suspension, and like I said, no bueno, you'd still have him for the majority of the season.
Yeah.
And if it comes down to him or Patrick Peterson...
Definitely take him.
I agree. Like, Patrick Peterson, go do media or something, man. I don't want to be disrespectful to Patrick Peterson, but he wasn't good last year. You know, he did some things at safety at the end of the year. He was quote-unquote versatile, but he's not more versatile than Cam Sutton. So that's what I would do. What are you laughing at? That I said versatile two different versatile, ways in
yeah,
5 seconds?
Yeah. You switched it up.
Look, you're going to have bad guys and people who have been accused of doing bad things. It's the NFL. It's sports. Like, do you win on the football field? That's really, to me, what it comes down to. Look at who your quarterback was for 17 years.
Do you think he's the number one? Like, that's the number one guy you would go after?
Stephon Gilmore is still out there. There's a couple of names that are still available, but they're long in the tooth. I don't know if they could do it.
Zaven Howard.
Yeah, I wanted Cam Sutton to be a Steeler last year, and now you're 1 year removed from that. The only thing that's really changed is a big one. It's this criminal stuff. But as far as the player is concerned, I like him better than Adoree Jackson and Stephon Gilmore and Xavier Howard and certainly Patrick Peterson. And for what it would cost... Yeah, I don't think it would preclude you from doing anything else. Like, if you wanted to trade for Cortland Sutton, you still could because you'd be paying this guy basically nothing.
Nothing, right?
Yeah.